episode 947. I want to thank you, all of our longtime listeners, for sending in all of your transmissions and requests for music to listen to in the background, as well as musical guests to come on. Today's show is going to be another intriguing banger. We're going to have an actor from the cult classic Finn. The specific episode, Intense and Purposeless. That's right, that bizarre FIN show that, let's just say, ruffled a few feathers. But before we get to that, let's go to a commercial. Packaged food you eat comes from Earth. A piece of home from us to you. Kindly put all trash on a trajectory for the star in your current solar system. Leave no trace for a cleaner space. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, everybody. It's episode 947. Oh, these commercials are a trip and a half. On today's show, we have an actor from the show Finn, the bizarre cult classic, specifically the episode Intense and Purposeless. It was a very weird concept. It was the pilot episode, but it definitely took off and continued on for another 7 years. So we shall see where this particular interview goes with the lead actor who had to play dual roles. Very interesting. Very wig-tastic. We had a musical guest for today. So, oh, wait, no, they're still booked? Oh, okay, great. They're called Carnival of Souls. Some of you might remember that from the... I think it was mid-20th century, and then they had another remake, and then another remake, but... It was a horror movie. Bizarre horror movie. The band is bizarre. That's just to say the least. Have a couple of their descendants. Long far off descendants. But descendants nonetheless. Yeah. They'll come out. They'll beat the skins and everyone will enjoy the tunes. Yeah, let's go to a commercial first. Stars are burning cauldrons of unyielding nuclear fusion. Your trash is a great place to leave it. Feed the stars, feed the universe. Welcome back. Episode 947. Ferryman Radio is here to stay. I think that's safe to say, yes? Safe to say, yes. We're coming up on 1,000. Oh, man. We got an interesting stand-up routine. Can we call it a routine? People still call routines nowadays? Yeah? Okay. Well, this one's from N.A. It should be interesting. I loved Rage Against the Machine. Spike Lee films circa the 1990s are moving pieces of art. I was hurt when System of a Down dissolved. But you know what I learned after being a director at an internet radio station for 3 years? I don't want to contribute to society in any way, shape, or form. Nah. I don't want to set any trends. I am by no means a model citizen. But when I weigh the options, it's pretty clear. I can scrounge up the cash, go to college for almost 2 decades, dutifully studying to become a neurosurgeon. Then, either be really happy with my career path, just kinda eh with life in general, or I could hate my entire life up until that moment, all as I'm approaching my inevitable midlife crisis. Or let someone who really wants to, you know, do that. I stay home, travel to the stars, write about the orgasmical journey, eat some takeout, and then fall asleep in my bed? I think the answer is simple. Did I mention I almost joined the military last November? A decade before that, I was in a pseudo-military school. Weird life. The other night, as I drifted through the ether, as I am wont to do in the midnight hour, I wondered exactly how many people there were out there. You know, all the fucktards and nudniks and racists and zealots and mothers and fathers, their sons and their daughters, and whomever else I didn't mention, that walks on two legs, has a pulse, and breathes the same air I do. I figured about 7 billion, give or take a few fucktards. And say 2 billion are either nudniks or zealots. Out of the 5 billion left, racists and all, how many jobs could there be? What is there left to do worldwide? Really? Do all 5 billion people need to be working at the same time for things to be word? Of course, the scarier question is, who really has to work anymore? Do you? Or you? Probably pressing buttons at work for someone else, who emails you what you did that day to someone else, and so on and so on. For what? Wouldn't you rather come in your lover's mouth? I mean, whoever you are, man or woman, just messy, juicy, delicious love splendor all over your lover's face as you, in turn, just devour their nether region. We all love that dopamine flood to the brain, right? I mean, come on. That's why for millennia people aspire to higher professions. Not for money. No, my ignorant fellow traveler. For those three blissful moments in existence. The anticipation, the acquisition, and the slumber. The time in between may vary from person to person, but you get my drift. Whether writing a dissertation, climbing the social ladder, or just flying an intricate homemade kite, it's all for the same result. People just want to get higher. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a date with the stars. See, yeah, I was right. That was interesting. Intriguing, maybe. Odd. Off-putting, definitely. Commercial, please. Commercial. The cargo you're carrying will help feed generations of people. Drop your waste off at the nearest star. A speedy ferryman is a godsend to us all. Stars are burning cauldrons of unyielding nuclear fusion. Your trash is a great place to leave it. Feed the stars, feed the universe. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio, episode 947. But now, yes, without further ado, we're going to speak to the actor who played dual roles of John and John, or future John, present John, in the bizarre cult classic, Finn, specifically the pilot episode, Intense and Purposeless. We're going to play a little clip here before the guest comes out. Enjoy.
Either in mind or in hand, my sanity must be kept. So, using the last pen in the universe, I now write. It's falling apart all around me, and I don't know what to do. Shining light. I should walk into it.
Something like one out of every five people have or have had crabs. Or a baby. Potato, potato. Simple master tell you, I'm one of the lucky four. So why do I feel like I'm missing something? Come on, I'm serious. As much fun as it is to keep a cucumber from pickling, a little vinegar every now and then wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean. That sound is my full induction nexus. I'm finally turning it on. Maybe now I won't have to worry about paying the electric bill. Let me call you back.
Huh. They were right. Still doing that, are we?
What?
Talking on the phone.
Oh, it's how I think. I sort out my thoughts. That way, I don't look as crazy walking down the street.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. What year is it?
2009.
Ah, the green rain. Enjoy the next 7 years. Unique.
Stop.
What? Do I scare you?
I guess where you come from, people are normally greeted with sharp weapons.
No, I just haven't seen anyone in 2 years.
Okay.
Easy there, quick draw, McGraw. You just saw a man fly through a machine he asked for the year and you want to fight him?
What, too much testosterone?
I'm just saying, doing the odds, I'm probably more advanced than you. I'm probably the wrong guy to tick off.
You know, you should be a grief counselor.
I'm still funny.
And psycho to boot. That was my voice, you know, not yours.
You really don't look in the mirror often, do you?
Well, there's something you don't see every day.
I thought you said it was 2009. Funny. Worldwide teleportation shouldn't be around for at least a few more years.
I got it. This is in my head. I finally cracked up.
It's worse than that.
Of course it is. My fully manifested alternate personality is going to calm me down and tell me that, really, I'm not bush crazy. All FMAPs are supposed to know the future before you do.
See? That's what I tried to tell the tribunal. In times of stress, only I would come up with an acronym about my psychosis. Or you. Let's not confuse things.
Of course, because right now, everything makes sense.
Don't get mad. I'll tell you everything after you bring me some tea.
You know, slavery was abolished more than a century ago.
Given the circumstances, just be polite and do what I ask. Besides, how many black people own slaves?
I was never good at riddles.
Ass. You know, for a bachelor, you have quite a furnished apartment.
I'm a pack rat. I just happen to gather useful furniture.
I'm saying, though, why do you have 6 chairs?
In case I want to invite 5 people over.
Honestly, can you name 5 friends? Damn that. Can you name 5 people who can actually tolerate your insanity for more than 2 minutes?
So, when are we going to get to the part where I become an insufferable gooch?
Are you sure you want to know?
Do I have a choice?
Of course not.
No one ever does.
Good. You noticed that by now. So, where do I start?
How about the first thing you say when you came through the machine?
The phone thing? Look, you'll grow out of that. Eventually. You just need...
No. You said...
They were right.
They who? Don't tell me there are more of you.
Oh, wow. You're quicker than I remember.
Unfortunately, I haven't met any other me's, if that's what you're asking.
Not yet, anyway.
What?
Nothing. In the future, we all know the beginning.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
During the Big Bang, the empty universes collided. Many atoms which spent eons separated were now in one dimension. Then, the accident. Sprawled in all directions, entering wholly new domains. Some atoms bonded together, some didn't.
Only stands to reason.
A ludicrous amount of possibilities occurred as never before. Fast forward a few eons and we come across the first.
Us.
They populated their planet generation after generation, millennia after millennia. After a while, they formed primitive technology.
Why not? Be fruitful and multiply has always been a good way to bring on the famine. I mean the family.
Then, after a time, it advanced beyond measure, positively and negatively.
What? Were dildos becoming the size of cars?
Science bore both peace and war.
I was right.
During their most devastating war, a collective decided they could wait no longer. As their planet fell into the wrath of war, they boarded a ship and soared the stars. Thousands of DNA samples to keep them company.
Wait a minute.
The Collective never stepped foot on the planet, but their dream did.
You expect me to believe?
Yes. On Earth, life got a second chance.
Hold on.
What is it?
Okay, pigs are neither circling behind me or littering the sky.
I don't know why this is so hard to believe.
Really? You think that story makes sense? What about God?
What about him? If we can agree that God is all things, then we can agree that he is the energy that holds the universe together.
So?
So, ye of little faith, God was an explanation for the unknown, the unexplained. You know, galactic orbits, flying fish, stuff like that.
That's a stretch.
Is it really? If cavemen had laptops, would they have claimed an invisible man made it rain?
So, there's no God.
There's no religion. There's plenty of God everywhere. If by God you mean atoms holding matter in place. I mean, really, if you have a question and can't figure it out, it doesn't mean that an invisible person is lurking mysteriously in the hopes of confounding you. It just means you're not smart enough to figure it out. Yet.
I hope you never run for president.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Okay, why are you telling me a brief history of the universe?
My past is a bit foggy for me. From the first time I met me to my introduction to the tribunal, just two big bright flashes, bookending my many lost memories.
And why do you have such a shoddy memory? Was it spacegrass, my good man?
Doesn't matter right now. What matters is the man.
What man?
The one whom, at the end of the universe, must answer the final question.
And that is?
You wouldn't give the right answer. Not now, anyway.
And damn it, you didn't even answer my question. When you came through the wall...
I'm sure I just did. Unless... Oh no. A time loop. Quick. Who ate 99 kiwis and then said I hate Mondays?
No. Who was right? You said they were right. Who's they?
Oh, right. The tribunal. They were with me at their end.
Look at me. I wanted free energy. And what do? I open a wormhole to the end of time and find myself.
That should put you at ease.
I really don't see how.
Well, I don't know why you haven't figured this out yet, but...
That's right. If we're both here, then at least until the end of time, I can't die.
Don't think you have a ticket to cause trouble.
If I'm right, I think I do.
Wait, now...
You coming here was supposed to happen. And if my life can't cease without ending yours and disrupting, I don't know, the time-space continuum, then I could stab myself in the hand and the knife won't go through, right? Because you don't have a scar on your hand.
Technically, but it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Maybe I missed the part where virtual immortality had a downside.
Regardless of what you do, where you go, how you choose to live your life.
In the end, I'm alone. Crap, I always have to spoil everything.
I know. Look on the bright side, though. You have me for the time being.
I've known you for about a half hour, and I'll be damned if I've ever hated anyone more.
Don't do it.
Wait a minute.
Don't do it, man.
I can fix this. If I get rid of you, then I won't need to help you on your little answer quest.
True, but do you really want to be the guy who ends the universe?
It's true.
Okay, so...
With a fervent conviction, I really do hate myself.
Oh, I love you too, man.
That was not a clip. We're gonna have to figure out some way to fix that. Alright, I was gonna bring out the guest, but we gotta go to commercial first. This is crazy. You're listening to Ferryman Radio. Recycle everything you can. Anything you can't use, there's always the sun. Remember, a cleaner space is a happier place. Feed the stars, feed the universe. Welcome back to Ferryman Radio. This is episode 947. Oh, very soon we'll come up on 1,000. We'll be right there. What? Are you... okay. All right. The actor who played the dual roles of Future John and Present John in that dramatic Cy Thrilma piece we just listened to, Finn, Intents and Purposes. Yeah, it turns out he's dead. Has been for the last, 300 years? Yeah, apparently, 300 years. And his descendants want nothing to do with the presentation. Apparently they're trying to live a quiet life. Yeah, and the musicians we were supposed to have, it turns out they don't play anymore. They're against anything that makes a sound. They've become monks. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Oh, I can definitely say ladies and gentlemen and animals. This has been a very interesting show. We intended to have some intriguing guests, but of course, life did its thing, got in the way, and all our guests were dead. So what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire the guy who's supposed to be booking all these people. All of you out there, steer clear of the space junk. Remember to donate your credits to the proper charity, as we like to call it. And until next time, this is Ferryman Radio. Goodbye, space. If you'll be there next time, so will I.